So call them a wingman or a sidekick, a protege, someone who's got your back, silent partner, whatever you want to call it. We could all use a silent partner or two in our lives, couldn't we? You know what a silent partner is, right? Someone who's forward-looking, someone who's willing to take a risk on us because they believe in our vision or our work ethic or our character. Silent partners are people who have the resources and the experience that we need, but they take a back seat so we can be our best, so we can shine for all we're worth for everyone to see. On Revelation 7:9, as Ricky read, it says, "After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white." That's a really curious scene that John's talking about. But who is this strange white-robed crowd from every nation and all tribes and peoples and languages, as John puts it? They're what the Apostles' Creed calls the communion of the saints. The people who stand before us, the present-day church, we, quietly lending support in ways that we may never fully know or appreciate. There are silent partners in the faith. Now, before you go and get all crazy about that word saint, as in the Catholic use of the word, that's not what the communion of the saints is all about. Saint literally means holy one. These are holy ones, these silent partners who are living a new and perfected life in heaven, collectively lending their support to the church's efforts. That's us. To be faithful here and now in this time and place. And you know, interestingly enough, the New Testament never speaks of an individual saint. It only occurs in the plural, the saints, as a collective. The communion of the saints are our silent partners supporting us, not with money, but with their constant prayers on our behalf. And the communion of saints sits at the table with the Lord in the banquet of heaven at his great feast. These saints trust the power of the Lord to destroy sin and death and its hold on us. And because they've lived out that forgiveness in their earthly lives, they know that in that glorious day, God will indeed swallow up death and will wipe away every tear from our eyes. These are silent partners in the faith, the communion of the saints, know all about sin and death and suffering way better than we ever could. This is the same company of saints that in Revelation, John goes on in his vision, talk about being gathered around the throne of the Lamb robed in white, who worship him day and night within his temple, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. We need to remember the gift that God has given to us in the communion of the saints. It's not just a phrase we spew out every so often when we use the Apostles' Creed without thinking about it. We need to really remember that gift. And not just one day a year like in All Saints' Day or when we celebrate it, but every day. Why? Because they remind us that we are never alone. When our faith and our prayers and our songs are weak, they take up the slack for us. When sin seems too real and too powerful in our lives, they're there to prop us up on the leaning side. When tears just don't stop, they're there to remind us that that day when God will wipe away all tears is surely coming. And whenever we break bread in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, like we'll do in a few minutes, we share the feast of life with those who have gone before us. We find ourselves then in true communion, not merely with each other and everyone who's seated around us physically, but with the faithful from every age. So try to get your head around that, of what we're doing here at the communion table. You know, sometimes things go well in our lives and we can feel the Holy Spirit at work. And we realize that we're surrounded by God's love. Anyone have a time like that in their life? We know in those wonderful moments of our life that we are close to God and God is close to us. Then, of course, there were the other times when we feel discouraged and disheartened and broken. And it's at those times in our life that we need to remember and take comfort in the reassuring fact that we are never alone. Because surrounding us on every side, above and below, in front and behind us, are those silent partners of ours, the communion of the saints, like our own personal cheerleaders. Think of it like that if you want to. Upholding us, uplifting us, praying for us, propping us up on our leaning side. See, there's no struggle that we will face in life that has not already been faced and triumphed over by some other saint who has come before us. There is no sorrow or loss so deep that there isn't someone who can look at us and know and share our pain in that. There's no moment when we are truly alone. Not as long as we remain in communion with the company of the faithful from every time and every place. And that's what the communion of the saints is all about. Now, before you get too carried away, these saints are not super Christian, holier-than-thou types. You know any one of those saints in your life? That's not what we're talking about here. They're just everyday disciples, people like you and me, who in Paul's word have fought the good fight, have finished the race, and have kept the faith, as he writes to Timothy. Saints are ordinary people just like you and me who struggle with their faith on a daily basis while trying to remain true to their call as followers of Christ. That sounds like you and me, doesn't it? The communion of the saints is the community of the forgiven who understand us, not a group of perfect people who sit in judgment over us. Good Lord, we don't need another group of that in our life, do we? The communion of the saints are those who have known and loved and have passed on a taste of their faith to us by their own witness of faith and love. They've run the race and kept the faith so that we can also. John Buchanan, a fourth pres in Chicago, uses a metaphor for the communion of saints that he believes ought to be told at least once a year. And he uses a metaphor that originated with a Southern Baptist preacher, Carlisle Marney, who used the image of balcony to talk about the communion of saints. And he says this. He says, your life is like a house. Some are fancy, some are sophisticated, some are simple and functional, some are ostentatious, some are modest. Each has a number of rooms, a formal parlor for greeting guests, a family room, a bedroom, a kitchen. Marnie says each one of us has in the structure of our house a basement where the plumbing is located and the trash is stored. And he says, no need to spend your life down there in the basement with the plumbing and the trash. Everybody has a basement. He says, come up into the sunshine. Sometimes we act as if the plumbing and trash bin are all that there is for us in life, but nothing is further from the truth. And he says, if you come upstairs and step outside onto the lawn and look up, you will see that the house that is you has a spacious, grand balcony all across the front, and there are people all over that balcony. Now, Marnie, who was a Southerner, pictured his balcony with white wrought iron railings and wicker rocking chairs. Anyone else have that as their ideal balcony in their life to sit? There are people in the rocking chairs on your balcony sipping iced tea or bourbon, depending on whether you're a Baptist or a Presbyterian. The people on your balcony are the strong positive influences in your life, your heroes and heroines, your models and your mentors. Your parents are probably up there, your grandparents. There are some folk up there you never met, but they influenced and helped shape you. And there are some really big names up there, people whose lives inspired you from afar and called deeper faith out of you and courage and stamina and love and discipline. And he finishes, "The people on your balcony are your saints. The way to observe All Saints Day is to walk out onto your lawn, look up, and greet them. Call the roll, name them, wave to them, your saints, your dear ones, the great ones and the small ones, your mother and father maybe, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Martin Luther King, your old coach, your piano teacher. Today, we celebrate All Saints Day and remember. And we remember that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, not witnesses against us, but witnesses to help us in our day-to-day struggles to run the race and to keep the faith, as Paul puts it. Believe in the communion of the saints. It's one of the greatest supports for the Christian life in this world as well as in the world to come. And as we gather at the table in just a few short minutes, remember that they are all here with us as we share in this feast. So, do you have that list of saints that you'll be sharing the bread and the cup with today? Just take a moment to bring them to your mind, those saints of yours that you're going to be here with at the table. You got them? But first, before we come to the table, let us as a congregation take a moment to remember our own saints who have joined the rank of the communion of the saints this past year, and those we love that have gone on to their eternal reward this year also. So please join with me in prayer. God of the ages, we praise you for all of your saints who have done justice, who have loved mercy, and who have walked humbly with you. We praise you, O God, for your saints who have showed compassion to the least, who have fed the hungry and clothed the naked, who have welcomed the stranger, who have offered mercy and forgiveness to others. We praise you, God, and we especially honor the memory of those individuals in this congregation who have lived among us and shared their faith in personal ways, who have finished the race and now reign on high with you. And in addition, Lord, we honor the memory of those who have graced our lives at other times and other ways, those whose names we lift up before you in our hearts now. And so, Lord, we lift up before you with gratitude and thanksgiving those in our congregation who have died this past year. We lift up to you Karen Albert, and Nadine Buckley, Jim Chatelain, Donna Davis, Bill Hutto, Fred Peters, Willis Regeer, Lila Rickle. Joyce Ritchie. Suzanne Stevens. Gary White. And for those in our families and among our friends whom we have lost in this past year, for all the saints from whom their labors rest, we praise you, O God. We praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.